So about midway last year, we decided that we were going to apply a lot more machine learning, a lot more deep learning to the problem, and try to be a lot more proactive around where abuse is happening so that we can take the burden off the victim completely. And we made some progress recently. About 38% of abusive tweets are now proactively identified by our machine learning algorithms, so people don't actually have to report them. But those that are identified are still reviewed by humans. So we do not take down content or accounts without a human actually reviewing it. But that was from 0% just a year ago. So that meant at that 0%, every single person who received abuse had to actually report it, which was a lot of work for them, a lot of work for us, and just ultimately unfair. The other thing that we're doing is making sure that we, as a company, have representation of all the communities that we're trying to serve. We can't build a business that is successful unless we have a diversity of perspective inside of our walls that actually feel these issues every single day. And that's not just with the team that's doing the work, it's also within our leadership as well. So we need to continue to build empathy for what people are experiencing, and give them better tools to act on it.